You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
HHS authorizes the use of all available doses, the head of Operation Warp Speed resigns, and Sinovac's vaccine goes into use despite dubious data. Here's what you should know. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Tuesday that all COVID-19 vaccine doses held by states can now be given out. This is one of several solutions that have been proposed to speed up the U.S.'s slow vaccine rollout. However, releasing all available vaccines means people may have to wait longer than intended before receiving their second dose. As the FDA pointed out in a statement last week, there's no data to support any changes to dosing, including how long people have to wait between doses. Dr. Moncef Slaoui has resigned from his post leading Operation Warp Speed, where he was the chief advisor. He will stay in his role in a diminished capacity for the first few weeks of Biden's term to help with the transition before stepping down by February 12th. Slaoui had previously said he planned to step down after two vaccines and two therapies were approved, which happened in December. He plans to donate the $1,000 he was paid for overseeing Operation Warp Speed to scientific research. And yesterday, Indonesia's president received a dose of Beijing-based Sinovac's vaccine on live television as part of an upcoming national campaign. The country approved the vaccine on Monday. Human trials in Indonesia found that the vaccine was safe and 65.3% effective. But on Tuesday, Brazilian scientists said it had an efficacy rate of just over 50%, lower than the 78% rate they had announced the week prior, and Sinovac has yet to release trial data. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.